want the UN to take a critical look at the insecurity situation and the insurgency in Nigeria with the expected immediacy, because one problem in Nigeria can engulf the whole of Africa. And that is our concern, that there should be an immediate intervention. It should not be looked upon as a Nigerian situation. It is an African situation. It is a world situation.
The international community, including the U.S. And some Western countries, have pledged support and are helping your country's government to address some of these insecurity challenges.
No, it is not enough. We cannot sleep on our oars. The insurgents themselves have to feel the pressure. They have to know that we may not have weapons to fight them, but we are fighting them with pressure. They too will be pressurized that we're not sleeping on our oars. They should know that we are concerned that our country is precious to us and that we are attacking them with our emotions. This is very important to us.
Are you saying that Nigeria's military, hitherto respected in West Africa and globally, are incapable of handling this insurgency?
To be very frank with you, Nigeria was asleep. We have been asleep. Our leadership has been asleep. Our citizens have been complacent and in compromise. And to be very honest with you, we were asleep. This problem has awakened us, and we want all Nigerians to be united to fight insurgency. In CC, insurgents capitalize on disunity. They capitalize on local problems. And so they took advantage of our disunity when politicians came and tried to divide us along ethnic, religious, and whatever lines that they chose to break us up and divide and rule us. And the insurgents capitalized on this and got into the country. When a country is one, no insurgency can penetrate. But they took advantage of a weak society, a divided society, and the people who were at daggers drawn with one another.
The person who purports to be Shakao, who releases videos taunting Nigerians and the world, has reportedly been killed with photographs being shown on along. Don't you think that this is a first step as part of efforts to address this insecurity caused by Boko Haram in the country?
No, Shakao is just a shadow of Boko Haram. It's not the real thing. The real thing must be addressed. And the real thing is in diverse dimensions. And that is why we are going to continue with the pressure. Whether 20 Shakaos are killed in a day, it does not solve the problem. We want insurgency to be completely routed out and for Nigerians to be united and for development, real development, to kick start.